This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
It's another beautiful day as we enter a new chapter with episode 345 today and a new reader. Today we have Theodore with us. Let's meet him now. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. Thank you. Very good. Very nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
Well, thank you. And where are you from?
Glenpool, Oklahoma.
You're from Oklahoma. Wow, that's to me, that's kind of far away. Tell me a little bit about Oklahoma. I've never been there.
It's hilly.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of lakes.
Can you go fishing in the lakes?
Yeah.
What else do you like to do?
I like to play flag football, but the season ended like a week or two ago. So.
Oh, okay. Now, we're recording this the day before Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, but it won't go out till sometime in December. But you have anything going on for Thanksgiving?
We're going to go to my cousin's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh. Do you do that every year, or is this a new thing?
Yeah, we've done it a couple years.
Is it cold in Oklahoma now, or is it not so cold?
It's like mostly warm.
Oh, good. Like here, it's mostly hot where I am in South Florida. Do you guys get snow ever where you live? Like in the winter when it gets cold?
Yeah.
You do. You get some snow there.
We actually just got some cold weather and snow last week.
Oh, wow. Wow. We haven't seen snow here. I've never seen snow here. But I used to live in Kentucky, and before that I lived in Boston. And in Boston, we had a lot of snow. Do you like it when there's snow?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about it?
I like to have like snowball fights in it.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah, we don't have snowball fights here. We just have like we can go in the water and splash fights, but we don't have snowball fights here. And how old are you, Theodore?
I'm 9.
9 years old, wow. What grade are you in?
4th.
Okay, 4th grade. Do you have any special subjects, any subjects that you like more than others?
I like math the most.
Oh, yeah? Me too. That was kind of one of my favorite subjects in school. Speaking of math, if I've done my math right, then we are just about 4 minutes into our episode. I think it's time to get started with the readings. So Theodore, what's our chapter?
Luke chapter 21.
And the verses?
Verses 1 through 4.
Tremendous. Let's get started.
And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. So he said, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all, for all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had.
Very nice, Theodore. So we heard the story today of a woman who was very poor. She had very little money, and she dropped into the collection basket 2 small copper coins, 2 mites it's called. That's like a couple of pennies. It's not worth very much. Why didn't she put in more? Well, she didn't have any more. She gave away all her money. So you can see, even though her gift was very small, it was a big sacrifice for her. Her gift was small, but her heart was big. Now, there were others there who weren't so poor, and they put more money into the collection basket. But Jesus mentioned that their hearts weren't as big as hers, because her gift was a sacrifice, and theirs was not. When we do good things, whether it's donating money or doing anything that's good, we should do it with a big heart. Just doing things that are easy for us is not enough. As disciples of Jesus, we should practice giving and doing more than is easy. That's why we practice things like fasting and having our prayer time, even when it's not easy. We need to practice this. And all of this practice helps us to have a bigger heart and more love. So thanks, Theodore, for reading today and starting us off with Luke chapter 21. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.